The Sci-Fora Film Podcast is a Thrave Productions podcast. The Sci-Fora Film Podcast. Right. So on to day two, which was the Friday, or as they called it in the program, Cry Day. Now, I was there on my own for this, so what I'm going to do first of all is go through the ones that I didn't get to see. So first of all, there was a short film called The Weaver. I don't know what that was like at all. And then there was a classic film called Possession, which is called, says a woman becomes disturbed after asking for a divorce. There was a short film called Cycles, and then a film called Just One Last Thing, which says Etta takes a job managing a halfway house between life and death, which sounds interesting. Then there's a short film called Escalation, and then the feature film Scalper, which says everyone around psychic Clementine is being brutally murdered by a masked killer. And then there was a short film called Sandra Gets a New Fringe. And then there was a film called Haunted Ulster Live, which was done a bit like a documentary thing. It was a TV veteran investigates a poltergeist in a house in Belfast.
Yeah.
And then the other one I didn't see was a classic film. Oh, sorry, a short film called Death Date.
Yep.
And then a classic film called Who Saw Her Die. It's the daughter of an artist is discovered dead, and her parents struggle to solve the mystery behind it. The only thing that anybody could say about that film when I asked them what it was like was it had, blimey, I can't remember his name now. The guy who played James Bond, who was the only played him ever, only played him once, George Lazenby. It had George Lazenby in it as a hippie.
What?
But yeah. So there you go. And then the last thing on there was NZU, which is a short film, and then the feature there was Taped Up Families, which was the one you were.
Yeah, that's the sequel to Taped Up Memories.
Taped Up Memories.
Basically, just from what I heard and where it just followed on from Taped Up Memories.
So the ones I did watch, first thing I saw in the morning was Cheap Thrills Block 2. The
yes.
First of those films was called The Vulture. Had a really good look to it, and it was really interesting atmosphere-wise. No dialogue at all. It was a bit odd, very good. And it was about a night in these strange woods, and this kind of person keeps appearing to him. It's kind of like a bit like a vulture. It's really interesting, but I think... Yeah. And then there was a film that Chad and Thomas said was the film that they were waiting. Well, Thomas especially said was the film he was determined to see, which was a film called Fister. Black and white film. It's about cyber sex, and it's quite deliberately nasty cyber sex. It's got CGI background to it, and it's quite a nasty little film, to be honest, about the nastier side of society. Very weird, future society with extreme. It's the extremes of today thing. Thoroughly unpleasant, to be honest. Very odd. The quote from one person who was at the festival was, "It starts off wrong and gets wronger."
Yeah.
But it's not bad. It's quite an interestingly amusing sort of sick film. There you go. The third film was called Edward Has a Tree Inside Him, which it was a bit slow and it was interesting and quite good. It was kind of, I would say, an allegory for cancer, but this guy who literally has a tree growing inside him, and
Okay.
his girlfriend, he's left his wife for his girlfriend, and she's trying to look after him, and then the wife comes in and tries to take over. It's quite good, but a bit strange. The next one was called Soul, which was brilliant. It was comedy horror. It was really, really well done. Basically, it was a woman doing an advert for this kind of drink that was supposed to called Soul, and it's supposed to kind of like rejuvenate and refresh you. And basically, the more she drinks of it, the more she ends up being taken over by the dark side. But she keeps getting things wrong in the advert, so she has to keep do redoing it and keep drinking and more. It's
Yep.
quite interesting. Number five was Enter the Dark Wood. Very odd. It was done with this really annoying, deliberate glitching to it, which really I find difficult to watch, to be honest. It was interesting visually and sound effects, but I don't know, it was very odd. And it was all kind of like, again, an allegory type of thing. It was all about, some of it was kind of like, when somebody takes a really kind of, they take a something and they make a film which it kind of like subtly shows you that thing
Yeah.
in a different way. This one wasn't subtle at all. There were people who were literally trying to fight each other using keyboards. And I thought, oh, so it's about keyboard warriors, is it? And it was. So, it's about what you can say. Then you had The Doll, it's six, which we've seen a number of films called The Doll. But this one, it's a good idea, not completely original, but it's good. It's about a doll that's sort of like,
Yeah.
I couldn't work out if the doll was possessed and took this woman over or if she was just mad. But it's got a slightly unexpected twist in it, but it's quite good. Then number seven was The Darkling Fox. Very odd.
Yeah.
This guy, it's an anti-hunting message basically, and
Okay.
this guy's killing this kills this fox, but in doing so he injures himself, and then he sees the head of the fox on a trophy on the tree in the forest, which made no sense to me. But it was all right. It was okay, an okay film. Number eight is called On Air, which is a found footage ish. So it's streaming of a murder.
Okay.
It felt like it was part of or the start of a full film.
Yeah.
It was good effects and it was a pretty good film, but it just felt like it wasn't quite complete for me.
Hey.
Then there was the short film called oh no, hang on, there was that the trying to work out what I'm doing now. Oh, that was the last one of those.
Yes.
Then I went in to see there was a short film called The Bleed. Well, I'll say a short film. It wasn't a short film. I mean, it was quite long, and it was. The titles were good. The animated titles were good. The acting was a bit wooden, wasn't brilliantly paced. Lots of dialogue, not much horror.
Yeah.
Overly long. There's a bit of oddness and horror towards the end, but it doesn't quite fit in with what's gone on before. So it was all a bit kind of none. That was followed by a film called Once Upon a Midnight, which was interesting. It was like a ghost story.
Yeah.
Interesting, very well made, very well acted. A bit nasty in places, but really good. I really liked this film. It's really excellent. It was kind of like about a guy who's kind of keeping this woman and girl sort of hostage, if you like, after having killed the mother of the little girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I went in to see there was a section called Student Bodies. Now, all of these films were made by young filmmakers studying at the NCC Havering College.
Yes.
So we started off with The Missing, which was an interesting thing, sort of documentary news at the beginning, and then it sort of we moved morphed into a kind of slasher movie. Very good makeup. It was a bit in the middle where it got a little bit arty, and it just kind of went a bit off the rails a bit, but it was okay, and it ended really well, and it was a pretty good film. The second film was called The Silent Invasion. It's not a bad film. The editing was really good, and it was okay. It was just kind of like, I'm not sure it was about, it was a horror thing, but it was kind of about people taking possession of other people.
Oh, okay.
So maybe alien or whatever. Number three was called Trick or Treat. Some interesting camera shots, really good mask effect in this film.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a typical Halloween trick or treat type horror fare. Not bad film. Number four was called The Watching. It's an animated film, slightly odd, but really good. Really good use of silence and subtle sound effects in this. It was very strange, but really good. I really liked it. What's next? No, sorry. Bang. All I wrote about this was some odd effects, odd, not bad. So I don't remember what that was, to be honest. Then we have the sixth one was I Love Your Knife, which I really liked. There was a cool mask that this guy was wearing. It's comedy horror, really, really good. It's like it's a sort of slasher movie, but the guy who goes in to kill this woman finds that she's kind of like a fan
Yeah.
of his and says how much he likes the knife he uses to kill people with and
Oh,
that kind of thing. Number seven was called Moon Rock. There's some CGI and computer effects in this, which were a little bit rough around the edges, but pretty good makeup and pretty good apart from that, and very interesting idea about effectively like a rock coming from space.
yeah.
Number eight was Masked. Not bad. The atmosphere was really good. There's a really good jump scare at the end of it, and it was
Yeah.
basically about clowns. Number nine was Blood for Blood, black and white. The sound was really annoying. It was basically like a loud hissing wind.
Okay.
It was very odd. There wasn't much of a story. What there was, the makeup effects were pretty good. So, number 10 was the Zippo's Killer. It was a clown slasher type thing. Not much to it, but it was okay. It wasn't a bad film. Number 11 was Mirrored. It's about a woman walking through the woods and she sees these mirrors, and it's about disappearing through mirrors and things. The editing was a little bit out in a couple of places, but it wasn't bad. It was a good idea.
Yeah.
Number 12, to me, was one of the best ones. Hold of the Dead. And it's kind of it. I don't know if it's horror. It's kind of about this woman has the ability to jump back 30 seconds using this helmet thing that she's invented. Good idea, really good idea. The idea of it is that her mother is dying. And every time her mother dies, she jumps back 30 seconds to try and find a way of stopping her dying. But then the mum comes back to life and says, yeah, you've gone back to save me all these times, but every single time you've done it, I've died. I felt that I've died. So it's a really good idea. I really liked it.
Okay.
Then number 13 is a thing called Hags, which was quite funny. It was pretty cool. I like this. It was they kill this guy. You kind of get the feeling they're kind of like a the start-up of a witch's coven sort of type thing. And all
Yeah.
these girls, they kill this guy, and then there's this kind of slight Weekend at Bernie's thing to it, where they're taking the dead body around and try and find a way of getting rid of it, but they have to keep disguising it so people don't realize it's a dead body.
Okay.
which is really quite cool. I really liked that. And then there's the last one, which is called Night Fight, which was an animated one. It was okay. It basically was what it said it was. It was some guys having a fight at night and chasing each other across rooftops and things like that. A bit kind of anime sort of styly. It was all right. So then what did we have? The next thing I did saw was a short film called Sour Milk, which I really liked. It was based in a hostel, homeless people, creepy guy who works there, really good atmosphere to it, and there's a young girl in it. It's the ending was very open and
Yeah.
open to interpretation, but basically it's a vampire story, and this guy sort of shows this girl how to survive on the streets by basically drinking people's blood.
Okay.
It's cool. Then the feature film there was Remember Me Too, Forget Me Not. Now, I haven't seen, I don't know, I'm assuming there must be a Remember Me One, some,
Yeah.
I don't know, I haven't seen it. Possibly not, I don't know. So this guy wakes up in a hospital. He remembers being attacked by people in animal masks. And then it's kind of like him re trying to regain his memory, and the people in this hospital being very odd, and you can't work out whether it's delu he's having de delusions or if it's his memory
Yeah.
things. There were parts of it that were supposed to be funny, but I didn't really find them that way, to be honest. Might for me personally, there's some good makeup and some really good effects when it gets to the bloody stuff. And
Yeah.
it's not a bad film, but it is another one of those ones that I think was overlong. There was too much time spent on him going in and out of these delusions and trying to regain his memory and all this kind of thing. I wasn't quite as bad as one of the, there was a guy there who said to me, if it had been 20 minutes long, it would have made a really good episode of The Twilight Zone. I can see what he meant, but I don't think it was that bad. I think it was overlong, but it wasn't necessarily
Yeah.
that bad. So finally, I ended the day with watching Horror Roulette. Now, they had a thing there where you could go up, anybody could go and give them your link to your film, and they
Yeah.
would show it. Now, I didn't stay for the whole night for this. I did stay for the first five films, though. The first film was actually from Chad and Thomas. It was called As the Sow, So the Piglet. It's a great atmosphere, really, really well made and really well acted. I really liked it. I thought it looked really good. And it was kind of like a kind of witchcraft ritual type thing,
Yeah.
which was quite cool. Where this woman gets sawn in half, which was really well done. So the second film was called Monsters. Had a really good look to it. The music for me was a bit too loud on it. It was okay, but it was a bit slow again. I thought it was good, but it was a bit too long. It was a bit overlong.
Yeah.
The third film was called Gimp Killer. Interesting, very, very short, very odd. It was pretty good, but it was a bit quiet. This one was too quiet. Number four, The Night Blooms. Strange and interesting, but really quite good. Looking at, I got the impression that there was a woman who was keeping her children safe by keeping them drugged and keeping her ex-husband away from them.
Yeah.
And it was interesting about that. But then the last one I saw was called Umami, which is a great look. Very interesting idea. It's about a chef who basically says that if you're going to do things, you really have to, when you're making good food, you have to put some of you into the food.
Yeah.
So put some of him into the food, sort of like by initially accidentally by cutting fingers, but then by deliberately putting bits of him in the food. So yeah, that was so that was the end of day two. That was the fried one.
The Sci-Fora Film Podcast. The Sci-Fora Film Podcast is a Thrave Productions podcast.